ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: إنما أنا عبد الله فقولوا عبد الله ورسوله، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Honorable علماء الكرام، respected elders and brothers in Islam, there is a Persian poetry, Farsi poetry, which most probably is the poetry of Mullah Jami Rahmatullahi Ali, a very great saint. He says, Acha khuba hama darand tu tanha dari, acha khuba hama darand tu tanha dari. That all the beauty and all the perfection, all the beautiful qualities that were found scattered in all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, collectively all those qualities, all those perfections is found in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to the level of excellence. The Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, undoubtedly the chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the paragon of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the best of the creation. The qualities would be the best. But amongst the many various outstanding qualities of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, one quality is the quality of humility. The quality of being an abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Displaying, portraying, exhibiting at every time the behavior of a servant before his master. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, various Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, in the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the title abd. Wadhkur abdana ayyub. And mention, speak about our slave ayyub alayhi salam, our abd. Wadhkur ibadana Ibrahim wa Ishaq wa Yaqub. Mention our slaves. Talk about our servants, our slaves. Ibrahim, Ishaq and Yaqub alayhim as-salatu wassalam. So all the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu wassalam had this quality of abdiyah, had this quality of humility and displaying servitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, this quality was found to the level of perfection in our beloved master Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If they were abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he was the abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the highest degree. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna Allah khayyarani. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me a choice between being malikan nabiyan aw abdan nabiyya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me a choice whether I want to be a Nabi who is a king, a Nabi who has kingdom, a ruler, or whether I want to be a Nabi abdan who lives his life as an abd, as a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I chose to be a Nabi who is an abd. So this quality of humility was found in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the highest degree. Before going on to mention some incidents in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, displaying the level of humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just for us to understand what is humility, what is the reality of humility. When we say that we should be humble, or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was humble. What is the reality of humility? Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullahi alayhi explains, and he says that the reality of humility is, and no person can reach the level of total humility until and unless he has before him at all times the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in simple words, humility is when a person at all times, in every situation, whether he is standing before his father, whether he is standing before his teacher, whether he is standing before his child, whether he is before his neighbor or a musalli, or whether he is standing before a beggar, at no time does a person think himself to be worthy of any greatness. It is easy for us to understand humility before someone who is great. It is our father, automatically there is respect. We will not feel greater than our father. It is Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person comparing himself to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he wouldn't even entertain the doubt, or he wouldn't even entertain the slightest idea in his mind that am I greater or is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam greater. But real humility is that the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in our minds to such an extent that at all times we have before us that there is only one being that is great. There is only one being that is superior. وَلَهُ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, to Allah alone belongs greatness. In the heavens and the earth, there is nothing that is big. There is nothing that is great. There is nothing that is powerful. There is nothing that is mighty beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person in his heart, deep down within his heart, he is convinced of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at no occasion he will feel great of himself because of his intelligence, because Allah is greater than me in my intelligence. At no time he'll feel great of himself because of his power and strength, because there is no power and strength beside the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At no time he'll feel proud of himself for his wealth, because there is nobody wealthy beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the reality of tawadu, of humility. And this obviously goes without saying, was found in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the highest level at every given time, at every moment, at every occasion. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conducted himself in such a way, seeing the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, understanding, visualizing the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not for a moment considering himself to be great or to be superior. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, this narration appears in the Shama'il of Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullahi alayhi. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had left three things in his life. Three things never featured in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the seerah, his life, these three things never featured. The first was al-mira. Al-mira, arguing. Fighting, quarreling and arguing, this was not the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second she says, ma la ya'ni. Things that never concern Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, things that never related to his world, to his dunya, to his akhirah, he never bothered about those things. It had no place in his life. And the third, and this is what I'm sharing with you today by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is al-ikbar. Regarding himself superior than others. Regarding himself to be better and greater than the next person. This was never in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as I said, we're not talking about those whom we regard as greater. Even that person who outwardly seems to be lesser than me and you, whether it is socially, whether it is in terms of his social standing, in terms of his wealth, whoever it is, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam displayed humility towards every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Shaykh rahmatullah Ali writes, that there is not one, not two, but thousands, nay more than thousands of incidents in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we just have to study, look at it carefully, you will find in almost every action of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every action of his reflected humility and tawadu. By way of example, I will share with you a few narrations, just so we can understand the level of humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullahi alayhi quotes this incident in his book, Jam'ul Wasail. He says, once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on a journey with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. It was time to have some meal. So they had a sheep. So one Sahabi said, Alayya dhabhuha, that I will take care of the slaughtering of the sheep. Another Sahabi said, Alayya salkhuha, fine, you are slaughtering, I will skin the sheep. And the third Sahabi said, Alayya tabkhuha, then I will cook the meat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, imagine, this is the greatest of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to ever set foot on this earth. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you all are doing something, then alayya jam'ul hatab, I will go and collect firewood, I will go and collect sticks and wood, and I will bring it for the fire, so that you can use that to cook the meat. Sahaba radiallahu anhum said, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no need for you to go and collect firewood. We will go and do it, you can relax. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I know you are prepared to go and collect this firewood, but I want to do it myself. And then he gave his reason. He says, Inni akrahu an akuna mutamayyizan ankum, I don't like to be different from you. I don't like to be outstanding. I don't like it to be that you are doing something and I'm the one that is different, that is outstanding, that is exclusive. And then he went on to say, وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَكْرَهُ أَن يَرَى عَبْدَهُ مُتَمَيِّزًا بَيْنَ أَصْحَابِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like it when his servant wants to be outstanding, when his servant wants to be different from the rest, when his servant wants to be given some additional treatment. This is not liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On so many occasions, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would ride on a donkey out of humility. Not that there wasn't a horse, not that there wasn't other conveyances, but he would ride on a donkey. Not only ride on a donkey, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, imagine, would make the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, sometimes it is Bilal radiallahu anhum, Bilal radiallahu anhu, who was a slave, no social standing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make him ride with him. On one occasion, his sahabi is riding. He passes by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Nabi of Allah, come, join me. Take a lift with me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, on condition that I will ride behind you, you ride in front. And he said, you are the owner of this conveyance, you have more right to ride in front of me. On one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to Quba. And he passes by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. Or it was Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu. I'm not sure who it was. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees him walking. He says, oh Anas, oh Abu Huraira, come join me. Come join me on this conveyance. There was no saddle on that conveyance. So Anas bin Malik or Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu tries to jump onto the conveyance, but he loses his balance. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam catches him to try and help him. And as a result, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam falls off the conveyance with that sahabi. And he didn't regard it as anything. He mounts again, he says, try again. The second time, the same thing happens. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam climbs up for the third time, and he says to that sahabi, now try again. He says, O Nabi of Allah, I don't wish to drop you three times from this conveyance. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned, لَمْ يُرَى قَطُّ مَادًا رِجِلَيْهِ بَيْنَ أَصْحَابِهِ. Never in his life, did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stretch out his legs when he was sitting amongst the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. out of humility before the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Whenever any Sahabi would enter, any person would enter in a gathering, or even before that, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would enter any gathering, Sahaba radiallahu anhum say, كان يجلس حيث. Wherever that gathering ended, wherever there was space at the back, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would quietly come and sit down. He wouldn't look for a space in the front. He wouldn't push his way to the front to be outstanding, but he would sit wherever there was space. And when anyone came, when any person came, whoever it was, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would move a little in his place in recognition, in acknowledgement of the person who is coming to sit before him, out of respect and humility, that this is also someone that deserves respect, whoever that person was. Leave alone his companions, even the poor people, even the poor of Medina Munawwara, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كان يجيب دعوة العبد. He would accept the da'wat and invitation of the slaves of Medina Munawwara. Imagine a slave inviting us to come and eat in his home. Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would accept the invitation of such people who would invite him to eat paya, you know, trotters. And not just trotters, how, you know, people relish trotters today, but sanikha, such trotters that would have an offensive, bad smell, bad odor coming out of it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with great happiness, with great enjoyment, out of humility, would accept the invitation of even those people. كَانَ يَجْلِسُ مَعَ الْأَرْمَلَةِ وَالْمِسْكِينَ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be walking in the streets of Medina Munawwara. A poor woman would come, and she had some work, she had some need, some help she needs. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say to her, wherever you are comfortable, in whichever street of Medina Munawwara, sit down and I will sit with you and I will fulfill that work of yours. There was a lady, the narration speak about her, that she was dark in complexion. كانت تقم المسجد. What was her work? What she used to do? She used to sweep the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She would sweep the masjid. When she fell ill, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it a point to go and visit her. He would visit her regularly. And this wasn't the case only with her. كان يعود المريض. كان يعود المساكين. Anyone, rich or poor, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go and visit them when they were sick. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba regarding this woman that if she has to pass away, then make sure you come and inform me so that I can perform her janazah salah. It so happened that this woman passed away in the late part of the night when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was resting. Sahaba radiallahu anhum say that we thought that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting, so we shouldn't disturb Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They understood that instruction of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to mean that, in other words, if she passes away, inform me. If I'm available, I will come. So they thought that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting. So they didn't inform Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so as not to disturb the rest of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They performed the salatul janazah and they buried her. The next morning, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inquires about that lady. They said, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she passed away last night. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, why didn't you inform me then? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells the Sahaba, take me to her grave. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stands at her grave, and there he performs the salatul janazah upon the grave of the Sahabiyah. Now this is another masala. This is for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is some detail in it. The point that I want to show you is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even the poor of Medina Munawwara, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had so much of humility that even he would go and visit them when they were sick. And the humility of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wasn't only, as I said, with those who were, you know, influential or his friends, everyone. His own family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One occasion, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is having some discussion with his wife. And in the course of their conversation, his wife says to him that don't you know that your daughter, that is Hafsa radiallahu anha, the wife of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sometimes she raises her voice before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't feel anything about it. This was the humility of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. كَانَ يَقُمُّ الْبَيْتِ He would sweep his own house. كَانَ يَخْدِمُ لِنَفْسِهِ وَيَخْدِمُ لِأَهْلِهِ He would do khidmah for himself, he would do khidmah for his family. When the delegation of Najashi came to Medina Munawwara, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself served them. Himself, he served them. And Sahaba radiallahu anhum said, O Nabi of Allah, why are you serving? We can do this khidmah, we can serve them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he was kind to my Sahaba, my companions in Habasha. So I only feel it right that I serve his companions and his people. I serve them personally. Fatima radiallahu anha, whenever she would come, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would stand up and hug her, kiss her on her forehead. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would return from a journey, he would first go to the house of Fatima radiallahu anha. And there are so many more incidents where we can understand the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Although he was such a great person, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَكُلُوا كَمَا يَأْكُلُ الْعَبْدِ I eat like how a slave eats. I eat like how a slave eats. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sit on the floor. He would eat with his hands, three fingers, humility. If any morsel of food fell, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would pick it up because this is a gift from my master. No matter how much we may try to describe the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it all can be encapsulated in this one word of the Quran Sharif, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says, سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي أَسْرَى بِعَبْدِهِ That glory be to that being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who took his abd. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the words abd, that this was my slave, my servant. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّمَا أَنَا عَبْد I am nothing but a slave of Allah. فَقُولُوا عَبْدُ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولُهُ So say that I am the slave of Allah and I am the Rasul of Allah. Say, behave and follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Display, we should all display humility in every aspect of our lives. Whether it is with the senior, whether it is with our children, our wives, our friends, the musallis, whether it is, but always present ourselves with humility before each and every servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.